This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's known as the nation's report card, and it finds that the COVID pandemic caused historic learning setbacks for children. Peggy Carr with the National Center for Education Statistics, a branch of the Education Department, has been looking at this.
What we're seeing is all students, regardless of their ability, they're declining in these data, particularly in mathematics. It is a serious wake-up call for us all.
Math scores saw their largest decreases ever. Reading scores dropped to 1992 levels. Those are the findings from the National Assessment of Educational Progress. The U.S. is pushing back against a stark claim from Russia about the war in Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Russia's defense chief has alleged that Ukraine is preparing a provocation involving a radioactive device. The stark claim has been strongly rejected by U.S., Ukrainian and British officials amid soaring tensions as Moscow struggles to stem Ukrainian military advances. Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu made the allegations in phone calls on Sunday with his counterparts from the U.S. and other nations. The Russian defense ministry says Shoigu voiced concerns about possible Ukrainian provocations involving a dirty bomb, a device that uses explosives to scatter radioactive waste. Russia repeatedly has made claims that Ukraine could detonate a dirty bomb and blame it on Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former President Trump's company goes on trial today in a criminal tax case in New York. Donald Trump is not on trial and is not expected to testify. A trial on whether Georgia can continue to ban abortion as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy is set to begin in an Atlanta courtroom today. It'll be the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies Friday night at the World Series. This is AP News. Now to climate protesters.
Climate protesters threw mashed potatoes at a Claude Monet painting in a German museum Sunday to protest fossil fuel extraction, but caused no damage to the artwork. We're in a climate catastrophe, says one of the activists from the group Last Generation, which has called on the German government to take drastic action to protect the climate and stop using fossil fuels, tweeted the two activists throwing what it says were mashed potatoes against the glass-covered Monet in Potsdam's Barberini Museum. The activists also glued themselves to the wall below the painting that was part of Monet's Haystacks series. The museum reports the painting was undamaged. This comes after earlier in the month, the British group Just Stop Oil threw tomato soup at Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers in London's National Gallery. That painting was also covered and undamaged. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.